From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Two American journalists who've been held in a North Korean prison since March are on their way back to the United States. North Korean leader Kim Jong-il issued a special pardon and ordered their release today during a meeting with former U.S. President Bill Clinton, who went to Pyongyang to negotiate their freedom. Joel Witt, who worked on North Korean policy in the George W. Bush and Clinton administrations, says Mr. Clinton's visit could be part of a larger shift in U.S. strategy.
There are broader national interests involved here, and those interests dictate that we really come up with an effective policy in dealing with North Korea, and part of that policy has to be negotiation.
The White House called the Clinton trip a private mission. At least four people have been shot dead and several injured in a suburb of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The shooting occurred at an L.A. fitness center this evening in what local media say is either Bridgeville or Collier, Pennsylvania. No other details have been released. Senate lawmakers from both parties say they're prepared to extend the government's subsidized car trade-in program Cash for Clunkers. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Senate leaders say by Friday they expect to vote on the $2 billion extension for the Cash for Clunkers program that was passed by the House. While Republican objectors have said they will not try to stop the extension, Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell says they still want to make changes to the bill.
What we'll be negotiating over is the appropriateness of some amendments to the bill. But I would anticipate that the matter will be completed sometime before the end of the week.
Problem is, House lawmakers would have to approve any changes to the extension, and they won't be back from recess until September. White House officials say they would have to suspend the program by the end of the week if additional money is not approved. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
The full Senate today started its debate on Judge Sonia Sotomayor's nomination to the Supreme Court. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
This is one of the Senate's last major orders of business before leaving for the August recess. Senators plan to spend all of tomorrow and most of Thursday debating Sotomayor, and they may vote late Thursday. Democrats had hoped to score 15 or so Republican votes. Instead, only about half a dozen have said they'll support her. That's a political gamble for Republicans. They're faced with a choice between a yes vote that might alienate the conservative base or a no vote that might alienate Latinos, the fastest-growing group of voters in the country. Republican opposition could also make it easier for President Obama to pick a more partisan liberal firebrand for a future Supreme Court vacancy. Having opposed the generally center-left Sotomayor as an activist, it'll be harder for Republicans to argue that the next nominee is much worse. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street today, the Dow climbed 33 points to close at 9,320. The Nasdaq rose 2 points to close at 2,011. This is NPR. The Commerce Department says personal income in June fell at the highest rate in 4.5 years. Nonetheless, the U.S. housing market continues to show signs of recovery. NPR's Jim Ciroli reports.
The Commerce Department said personal income fell by 1.3% in June, a bigger drop than economists had expected. Incomes had risen by a similar amount in May, partly because of the one-time-only stimulus checks handed out by the government. But as the impact of those checks faded, income levels fell by a sizable amount. Meanwhile, consumer spending rose in June, but it was down when inflation was factored in. The numbers suggest that recovering from the recession may take a lot longer than many people have expected. But there was good news on the housing front. The National Association of Realtors said pending sales of existing homes increased for the fifth straight month, the longest rise in 6 years. Jim Ciroli, NPR News, New York.
The government today released its first monthly so-called report card on mortgage companies that are implementing the Obama administration's foreclosure prevention plan. The report says overall lenders have modified about 9% of their seriously delinquent loans, but notes wide variations. J.P. Morgan and GMAC modified 20% of their troubled loans through the Obama plan. Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and Wachovia modified fewer than 6%. The White House today acknowledged Iran's Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is the elected leader of the country. Press Secretary Robert Gibbs made the comment after he was asked whether President Obama recognizes Ahmadinejad's presidency in the wake of June's disputed election results. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.